ask you to consent.
I don't consent.
No.
I came here to waste your time.
Immediate handcuffs. So no. This is episode 4? Yeah, it's 4. It's episode 4 of Double Rain Think Tank. 5 Noches at Freddy's. 5 Nights at Freddy's. Hell, have you played the games? Buenas noches a Freddy.
I've played 1, 2, and 4, and then I played the Pizzeria Simulator. I did not play 3 because it looked bad. I did not play Sister Location because it looked bad. I don't do VR games because they give me a headache. So I'm in the minority on game play, but I think my just sheer research skills have kind of made up for all that.
Yay! That's great because we have not played any of them.
I don't even know. You talk about Chica. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Chica thinks that she's the McGriddle chicken, but she's not.
I like Mr. Cupcake. I like that he's like a sentient cupcake.
Is that a guy?
I don't know.
So he is Chica's sidekick. Chica's specifically described as a gluttonous character in that she likes to eat constantly. So her companion character is a cupcake. And I have ranked them. My favorite cupcakes are the original one and the FNAF 2 cupcake because that one doesn't have teeth. So I think they really perfected it. My least favorites are the ones that they try to make scary on purpose.
Yes, of course.
Which, I mean, it is a children's game. Like, I guess I should kind of meter my...
No, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
F is for everybody.
Yeah. Let me see. Which was my specific... Yeah, my least favorite is Funtime Cupcake. I think it takes all the bad parts of the cupcake and makes it into one. The Funtime animatronics are truly hideous to behold.
I like the Nightmare Cupcake. I like that there's a Nightmare Cupcake.
I like the Nightmare Cupcake and that it's just like... I love the nightmare animatronics because they are what a child would imagine is terrifying. And that is literally the plot, but I feel like that's where you get the biggest tone shift in that the games are obviously for children who watch MatPat.
I like sending Lyric like these, I have a post from this one Twitter that's called People Who Are Down Bad for 5 minutes.
What is this game about? Yes.
Like I straight up, I know they're dead kids, basically. Place. Dead kids.
Yeah. No, that's basically it. So the first game was actually kind of like it was a mistake that it got popular. So the game developer, Scott Coffin, was a Christian game developer, which is a whole can of worms in and of itself. But yeah. All of his games were, they looked horrible. And it kind of culminated in one game he made getting... a comment over and over that the characters look like the scary animatronics from like Chuck E. Cheese. And so he thought it would be like his big moment, like go big or go home. He made Five Nights at Freddy's with the same kind of assets, except he meant for the game to be scary and it wound up being an immediate overnight success. I mean, I remember playing Five Nights at Freddy's on my friend's jailbroken phone in advisory period in high school and just losing it because we thought it was the best game ever.
Wait, what? This is on the phone?
They have a phone. Yeah, there's an app. It's on the Switch now too. I think you can play most of the games in VR, which led to a student I work with recommended to the band director at my high school that he play Five Nights at Freddy's. I work at a high school. For anyone listening, I'm not like 17. I work at a high school. This man is as old as our fathers, so I don't think he should be playing Five Nights at Freddy's. Nor I don't have a heart attack. Interest in it. Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I was like, you guys are really trying to put this man in an early grave for no reason. And he just looked at me and I'm like, I'm not explaining to you what I'm talking about. I'm not. You're just going to have to figure it out. Plot. The original game has no plot, really. The plot is that the animatronics will kill you. And this is all communicated through a character referred to as Phone Guy, who was actually voiced by Scott Coffin. He's not putting on a voice. That's what he sounds like. So if you're interested to hear the voice of the man himself, you have 5 characters in that game other than like the person you play as. You have your Freddy Fazbear, Bonnie, Chica, Foxy, and Golden Freddy, who was originally
Mr. Cupcake.
And well, he's there, yes. Chica just holds him on a plate. He unfortunately doesn't get any jump scare action until later in the franchise. At first, he's just there with Chica. And in these original games, there's not too much lore. The most lore that you get is that the jump scare sound is a child screaming pitched down. It's like a stock sound effect of a kid going but then pitched down to sound like an animatronics making it. And then Golden Freddy, if you looked at him, he would appear in your office clearly like a hallucination. And if you looked him in the eyes, he would crash your game.
What?
Yeah. So eventually was a lore character, especially because all of the animatronics, as it turns out, are possessed by children. That's kind of the spoiler. And it isn't clear who all of these children are. And sometimes it's up for debate, which makes everything even more confusing. But all of them are possessed by children. And the children have become murderous and vengeful in their years that they have been stuck in these suits. With FNAF 1 taking place at a rundown version of Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, and FNAF 2 taking place at a reboot version of the restaurant. And that's where the Bite of 87 happens. Contested is when was the Bite of 87? Because there are two bites, the Bite of 83 and the Bite of 87. The Bite of 83, at least I think this is commonly accepted in the fandom. And if there are any FNAF listeners, I'm sorry. Don't come for me. But the Bite of 83 killed one of the founder's sons, and the Bite of 87 killed a security guard.
Whoa. I've heard... sorry, go on.
Oh, no, you're good. Go.
I heard that they're like children because their bodies were stuffed in the things, and they want to stuff you in an animatronic.
Yep, that would be 100% accurate. The technology in these creatures is that they can essentially free roam this podunk Chuck E. Cheese chain store somehow also came up with the technology to create walking around animatronics.
That's kind of cool.
So they let them free roam, but part of the reason that they become so specifically murderous is because the children are stuffing people in suits the way that they were stuffed in the suit by the purple guy or William Afton, who is the founder of Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. He becomes murderous, seemingly unrelated to the murder of two out of three of his children.
Out of lean.
He is. He's purple. There are actually two purple guys, which is even weirder. One is Michael Afton, who's not a real purple guy. He just turns purple. And then there's William Afton, who is the purple guy proper, and he murders children.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Why do they keep coming back to the pizzeria?
Okay, so in short, the first two games take place at the same location. Essentially the first one failed, so they tried to make it work a second time and it didn't work the second time. FNAF 3 takes place 30 years later, so in the 2010s, because this is the 80s, so the 2010s. Whoa. And it's at a haunted attraction that essentially took all of this scrap and are trying to make it into a horror attraction. And the haunted stuff starts attacking the person who's on night duty there, making sure that things are getting repaired. And then game 4 doesn't take place in a storefront location. It actually takes place in the bedroom of a child. And it's a child who in his last dying days is having fanatic nightmares about the Five Nights of Freddy's characters murdering him.
Oh my god.
Which is true. The reason he dies is this was one of the bites. His brother, as a prank, put his head into the mouth of Freddy at his own birthday party. Freddy's system seized around the kid's mouth, or the mouth seized around the kid's head, because if the spring locks on the animatronics get wet, they seize. And so the kid was crying because his head was in an animatronic. So it seized and it bit the kid, and the kid winds up dying.
Oh my God. Wait, this is a kid's game?
Yeah. And so children play this game. Kind of.
People who are like horny for them. Child horror.
My thing is that, like, if you want to, I'm already weirded out by people being horny about kids games. Like, I was a brony, so I remember what it was like to be around people like that. Like adults.
How can you be horny for like Chica or like Mr. Cupcake?
It's okay. So there's actually like canon horny art of her. Like in canon, she is a horny sexualized character, which is weird. And it's supposed to be serious? Like,
do they represent the sins? Serious.
I will try to find a picture of horny Chica real quick.
Which one of them is lust? Probably her.
Chica.
As well.
Chica. Okay, what was it?
She's like just so empty. She just wants to be full.
Okay, so I found it. I don't remember which one is the official art, so I apologize if this isn't... No, this is the official art. Let me just open the page real quick. So this is specifically Toy Chica, and I'll drop it in chat so you can take a look. For those of us who can't see Horny Chica, and I hate that...
High school year.
Yeah, it's worse because she is a she is supposed to be a sexy, flirty character who crushes on all the male FNAF characters. Like, she is literally wearing like the schoolgirl outfit, like the one that you can imagine in your head, and her skirt barely covers like the her bottom, and she is in high school. And she suggestively against a set of lockers. If you look at her photo gallery, like it's really messed up. And I don't understand why this was put into a game for children.
Who is in there? Why is she bad with it?
It's ridiculous. And I think it was supposed to be a parody of people who get like aroused by these characters, but it kind of just wound up being that people were aroused by this character. it's a whole mess. I'm uncomfortable with it because she's depicted as being a high school student in this. Like, and also the crux of these characters is that they are children. That they're children in bodies that they cannot control, and that they've had the autonomy taken out of. Which, if Scott Cawthon was smarter, would be a very good allegory for child abuse. But instead, people are thirsting over what are quite literally children or rotting corpses.
Oh my God. Or both. What about Mr. Cupcake? Is he a child?
No, he's just a guy.
That's awesome.
He's safe. He's safe. Same with, like, morally, I don't agree with it, but if you are thirsting after William and Michael Afton, they are fully grown adults. That is your prerogative. That's your decision. But like a character like Circus Baby, who I have seen NSFW imagery of, she is canonically inhabited by a 10-year-old girl. And acts like a 10-year-old. And acts like a very young girl. Circus Baby, I don't like her. I hate the sister location story.
Oh my God.
But at least with some of the animatronics, they aren't possessed by a child entity. They are not.
Oh my God. And they're like 10 games, right?
Something like that. I didn't even count the spinoff games when I was like, because I took notes so that I could remember what I wanted to.
Like, are there like books?
I don't believe in them. Like, morally, I think that was a mistake. I don't know why he wrote the books. Scott can't write. Evidently, like, I not to be rude, that's not his strong point.
No, I think he just wanted to milk this cow.
He seems to believe that what he's doing is right. I believe that he is a fool.
In space too?
Yeah. Those I think were DLC for the VR games. And then the fuzzy knights are
one second. Yeah. Oh. Continue.
No, you're good. The Flumpty character is also part of this.
World. Boys here. Okay. Yeah, but I don't see any other bag. So, okay, so record.
All right, sorry, continue.
If I don't recognize, I teach a lot of Hispanic students. I do recognize the KSO of a mom on the.
Yeah, I'll cut that out, or maybe I'll leave it in. You know, maybe.
Yeah, who knows? It's fine. Yeah, there are about 10 games. There's four in the original mainline and sister location. I believe Ultimate Custom Night technically ends out the original series, but Pizzeria Simulator also counts in there for something. It's free, by the way, so you can go play that one if you don't want to pay money to Scott. Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria Simulator, free on Steam.
Is it like you control the pizza?
It's the normal parts of the horror game where you have to like control things or like check animatronics, but there's also like this element where you are building your own, like Papa's Pizzeria, where you build your own pizza place.
So funny.
And it's bizarre.
The Wepkins pizza game.
Yes. I love Wepkins. You can still play it. I still do. I recommend.
There's one coming up.
Didn't they retire?
Five Nights at Freddy's Plus.
Didn't they retire the Wepkins duck or like the doctor or something?
The Google. Oh no,
I think
the duck is still there.
Oh, okay.
The ducks are still there. When I joined the website, they still were there and I'm still playing. But
they're gonna make a movie.
Yeah, FNAF movie. They've been trying to make this FNAF movie for 45 years. I'm at this point, like, I have graduated high school, college twice, and gotten a job, and they still have not released this movie.
They're not going to. The Banana Splits movie is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's literally about, like, animatronics that try to kill people.
Yeah, and it also has Nicolas Cage, so you know it's better.
It's true.
Like, unironically, that guy's a good actor when he wants to be. Oh, the newest game. Oh yeah, I think he just likes to have money.
Yeah, like he has that movie coming out about himself.
Yeah, he's great. Sorry, there is a new game. It released recently. It's called Security Breach. A lot of people did not like it. I'm included in that. I've not played it because I don't want to support Scott Coffin anymore. And I know he still gets kickbacks from the franchise, even though he isn't really directly working on it anymore.
They're making three more games.
Tales from the Pizzaplex.
Yeah. Two. Mm-hmm. Lally's Game.
Yeah.
Felix the Shark.
It's painful. It's
what did
like
he
watching.
Do? Why is he fucked up?
Wait, who?
Scott Koff.
He's like a Christian. Conservative?
Yeah, so he is Christian, which isn't like a deal breaker in and of itself. There are plenty of normal people, but he's not one of them. So he donated to a bunch of it, like his public donations. All donations are public for political office, and he donated to, like, I believe Mitch McConnell. And types
oh
like
my
that.
God.
Like not like someone who's like, oh, I can see where, like, not good people. And recently, and he's aware that a lot of his, not like the majority, but quite a bit of his fan base is LGBTQ and like non-white. And it was a secret. And instead of responding to this like an adult and being like, yeah, these are my political beliefs, I'm going to support people who back those, take it or leave it. He kind of had the approach where he was like, you can't get mad at me because I created something you liked. And now I'm going to step away from the games. And you guys are bad because you bullied me online. And it's like, Scott, you're a father of like two or three kids. You need to grow up.
Jesus.
Like,
I would be afraid if I was his kid.
If I were his kid.
Set up jump scares for me or like stuff me in a animatronic.
Yeah, what if he went William Afton on them? I don't think he would. I think he's pretty like white dad from like Kentucky or something like that, which is not a good or a bad thing. And he is allowed to do whatever he wants.
I like how the graphics were shitty then and they're shitty now.
Yeah. Something I don't love about the newer games is that they look polished, but I don't feel that the animatronics look good anymore. I think that they've kind of lost their heart by going for that ultra plasticine look. And I get that.
Yeah, it's too good, you know?
It's, yeah, it kind of takes away the fun of looking at this decrepit, not really, like, not attractive, like, romantically, but, like, attractive that it, like, analog horror is just really popular right now, and that's kind of playing into it by having these old nostalgic things actually be dark and mysterious. I think it plays on those things really well, but I don't think he is particularly very good at that. Yeah, he's also a creep.
Someone put all the Bonnies next to each other. This is really funny.
That's kind of cute. I like to think Bonnie's my favorite.
Bonnie is the one that scares Scott Cawthon. The only one that scares Scott Cawthon.
Really?
Yeah.
He's the one who scares the creator?
Yeah.
Bonnie?
That's funny.
Yeah. So Bonnie is... So the reason he scares Scott Cawthon is because Scott, when he was making the dreams, like, or making the dreams, making the games, he kind of was like staring at these characters a lot, which makes sense because that's kind of, that's how game design is. But what wound up happening is that he started dreaming about the characters, and he had this like really vivid and graphic dream about Bonnie like chasing him down and hunting him for sport, which is very scary. I will agree. I'd pee my pants if that happened to me, but that kind of culminated in him being only scared of Bonnie. Also, just like an old fandom thing, people used to think Bonnie might be a girl. Never was That's meant to I be thought. A female character. He's just named that. Same with the Mangle. Mangle is a character that appears for the first time in FNAF 2 and is varying degrees of lore relevant throughout the rest of the series. And Mangle, and this is also something that, like, knowing what an idea of Scott Cawthon's political viewpoints makes me really uncomfortable. The Mangle is a character that is intentionally of indeterminate gender. And it seems to me that this character was meant to now be a joke. It was like a joke instead of like this character could be any gender. It's like, haha, like this character looks like a girl, but it could be any gender.
Yeah, it's like they're so fucked up that you can't even tell, you know?
Yeah, it just, I don't know. I don't like the implication of like, this character is supposed to very obviously look female, but it's mangled and destroyed and no one knows what it's supposed to be, but it replaced a male character.
Like Birdie from Mario.
Yeah, it just like, it has that
more
vibe.
Sinister. I'm thinking of
it feels it feels more purposeful. Like with Birdo, it seems just kind of like a dumb joke that didn't translate very well, and that is now not funny. But it feels very intentional if you're making a character that like is supposed to look disturbed and destroyed, and then like being like, "Oh, is it a girl? Is it a boy? We don't know." Ha ha ha! Isn't that funny?
That's weird.
And he might have not meant anything by it, but just like having an idea of what he believes makes it seem like it does.
I gotta say, Mangle's really cute.
I love the Mangle. I think it's
He plays ping pong.
So the Mangle was supposed to replace Foxy in Pirate Cove for like a pirate themed birthday party, like you would have it in the Pirate Cove, but it wound up being a scrap toy where kids could like learn how to build an animatronic by pulling it apart and putting it back together. And that's why it looks so weird. Like if you look at the full Mangle body, it looks messed up and like torn apart. And that's why, because
he's in pain.
Yeah. It's essentially like this character has been messed up and is in pain and has driven this character to insanity, because it's sentient and the people working on it obviously had no idea that it was, a lot of people in the fandom tend to characterize Mangle as a female. A lot of the fan art, I've noticed the Mangle is female. And I think it's because the Mangle has like white and pink and red features. And we just kind of associate those colors with femininity. But Funtime Foxy is also white, pink, purple, and red. And he is canonically male despite having that color framework, so I it seems like the Mangle was at least at first meant to be a male character like Foxy, but we'll never know because, you know, Scott doesn't work on the games allegedly anymore. I don't know if that's true. That is what he says.
Is Freddy anyone's favorite?
I think so. I think there's a large contingent of the fandom who likes Freddy. I think he's, especially in his character, is the most dynamic in terms of how much he changes from game to game and his lore relevance from game to game. And I think that kind of has made more people into the idea of Freddy. But I think at first people were more into Chica and Bonnie and Foxy. Like Foxy has had his whole, like a whole character arc within fan interpretations. Like
when Plush is the cutest, I think.
Oh, I would agree. I love Foxy.
Gorilla?
Oh, Gorilla.
He's like a gorilla. Purple ape.
Oh, Mr. Hippo?
Mr. Hippo.
Oh, Mr. Hippo. He is my absolute favorite. My headcanon is that Mr. Hippo is from Connecticut because he has a mix of a Boston and a New York City accent. And
that's really cute.
So I do headcanon that he is a Connecticut king.
Yeah, it is Mr. Hippo.
Too strong.
Connecticut people do not get too much representation. So I feel like it is finally our time to rise up. And Mr. Hippo, I think, is the best way to do it.
Spring Bonnie is a Hot Topic exclusive.
I like Montgomery Gatory. I don't know what that is, but I'm feeling it.
Glamrock Freddy?
Yeah, there's Glamrock Chica.
The most Glamrock recent game. The most cool. Recent game is a Glamrock version of the game.
I like one that's like Glamrock Freddy tucks you into bed. I've seen posts like that. Do they ever play
Yeah,
music?
So there's a meme. They do. The opening. I was curious about this game. So I watched the Markiplier streams of it because Markiplier, I think, is a very continuously faithful person to the series. I think his gameplay through it is genuinely like if you want a good person to watch about like just gameplay, not lore, gameplay only. I would recommend Markiplier. I know he's like really popular, so it's not like I'm helping out this guy in any way.
Little known guy.
We are but three men in the eyes of an angry YouTube god. I think he's great. I think his work is fun to watch. So I watched most of his Security Breach videos, which is the Glamrock game. And it takes place in the Pizzaplex. And
is there a reason Bonnie's not in this one?
Is the music
so Bonnie good? Disappeared and never came back.
What? When?
So the theory is that I think, at least my understanding, is that like Monty destroyed him. So in the game, you have four animatronics and only two of them are repeat people. And that's Chica and Freddy. Freddy actually is a protagonist in this game. And Chica's an antagonist still. She is still gluttonous. She actually eats out of the trash multiple times in the game. So
classy.
The other two animatronics that are now relevant are Monty or Montgomery Gator and Roxanne or Roxy Wolf. No, that's
yeah, she seems like a wolf.
She is a wolf. I just don't know if that's her last name.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Is the music good?
Yeah, no, I was right. It is Roxanne Wolf. She plays keytar. Monty is your bassist. Glamrock Chica is your guitarist. And Freddie is your vocalist. No drummer.
Is it like Guitar Hero?
They don't do drummers, all right? They're a really rhythmic group. They don't need that.
Oh, okay.
We ball.
See... Sometimes I listen to music without drums and I'm like, never mind. I'm good. I'm never going to do this again.
But they're so talented.
I am pro percussion. I think I have to come out as pro percussion.
Mr. Cupcake should be the drummer. I agree.
I think he would kill it. Like his candlestick is one drumstick. In between his buck teeth, he holds the second one.
And he just goes you're crazy. So right. You're so right.
He has buck teeth?
Yes.
He's getting better by the second.
His original iteration, which I think is S tier, it has the SpongeBob teeth. There is a golden version of him. I put that at an A tier because like, yeah, but you can't improve on perfection.
Oh, wow.
I like his black eyeliner.
He looks emo. Yeah, he does.
He does. if you want to look at all the cupcakes, I hope you'll agree with me that Funtime, all the Funtime animatronics are pretty dang ugly, but that's the worst one.
The music is not good.
Music is not, no, it's not my thing. And I, you know, not that glam rock or hair rock was ever my thing. I'm sorry to those who enjoy that music, but not my thing. Yeah, not great. I didn't like it. But it wasn't the focal point of the game. None of the games are music heavy, and that's fine. However, maybe don't base your franchise on a rock group and then try to do rock, but like not hire rock musicians. I mean, that would,
that's
again,
fair.
My advice as a person who's a musician who has worked in like in some capacity to record pieces before, it's not easy. So do it right the first time.
Yeah. So true. So is there any like overarching theme to Five Nights at Freddy's, or like, is there a takeaway from this story?
I'm thinking,
morality wise, there is no takeaway.
I love that. The takeaway is that Bonnie is cute. Is you live, you die in an animatronic, and then you live again.
Yes, essentially. Actually, in the Christian sense, William Afton does go to hell at the end of the official arc.
That's beautiful.
The original official arc. So essentially, like TLDR, the books and the video games, the arc is that William Afton's two of his three children are injured and then murdered by the animatronics. One of his kids becomes one of them, and the other kid just dies because of one of them. And because of that, or for some unrelated reason, he starts to derive pleasure from murdering children, and not like an inappropriate, I mean, it's all inappropriate pleasure, but not like that kind of pleasure, just like enjoyment.
He's like, I love doing this.
Yeah, he's like, hey, this is kind of fun. So he does this, and he uses the restaurant, this like animatronics child-friendly restaurant that he's created, to lure kids in. He'll lure them to the back, he'll murder them, and he'll stuff them in the suits, and so like the suits start to like smell bad and no one can figure out why.
So Bonnie didn't have like a soul in him, right?
No, well, eventually, yes. And it's, I believe, undetermined which particular soul is in which Bonnie, because sometimes it's debatable whether or not they're possessed by multiple people or the same. It's a little confusing. And I still get confused by this, honestly, because like Toy Bonnie and Bonnie the original are two different animatronics, but are they possessed by the same soul? I think yes is the answer. Like they jump around is the idea, but honestly, it's a little confusing. And then there are also like shadow versions, like there's Shadow Bonnie, Shadow Freddy, and then Golden Freddy, who is actually a possessed thing. It's just like also a hallucination. Again, very confusing and convoluted, and I don't think there's any real answers on purpose.
Why are the shadow characters so much creepier than anything I've seen?
That's actually scary, because that actually plays on like an adult human fear of not being able to see what's in the shadows. The rest of the things are what I like to call like child and teenager scary, which is like they are scary in the sense that
oh my God.
A child would maybe find it scary.
I'm looking these up. Is this frightening to say the least?
Yeah.
If I saw this in my room, I would poop myself immediately.
And I would pick it up and say, stop doing that on the floor.
Good. Good on ya. Yeah. I would agree. And then run, I would say. I don't think they can kill you though, so.
They can't run. Can they run? Can these things run?
I think canonically the shadow and golden variations of Freddy and Shadow Bonnie can't, because they're hallucinations. But Golden Freddy is also like kind of not a hallucination. Like there is a real Golden Freddy, but the one that appears in your office in the first game, I believe, is a hallucination to some extent. I'm now thinking of the overall arching plot. Now I'm getting confused because it's kind of confusing. Especially because the third game jumps forward in time, and then the fourth game jumps back to the original.
Oh my God.
So you have the first game that is after 1987, because it references the bite of 87. And then you jump back in time to Five Nights at Freddy's 2, and the security guard gets killed.
That's so confusing.
You jump back to, I believe, 1987. That, I believe, is the Bite of 87.
That's such a funny name or something. Yeah, it sounds like a real historical event. That should be like a song title, The Bite of 87.
Yeah, The Bite of 87 would be like a ballad type song, like traditional balladry. But it's, instead of being about anything important, it's about a fictional character getting its frontal cortex bitten out of its head. Then you have Five Nights at Freddy's 4 takes place in 83. And that is when one of the Afton children, debatable on who specifically it is, gets his head chomped by one of the animatronics. So this is like the prequel to The Bite of 87, The Bite of 83. And then Five Nights at Freddy's 3 is Spring Trap, which is Michael, or not Michael, William Afton in an animatronic suit killing, like trying to kill you, the player character, an adult in the 2010s, instead of a child, because William Afton and his body are in a spring trap suit and it looks like a golden version of Bonnie, but it's actually not Bonnie, it's William Afton. And then there's the sister location where Michael Afton tries to, and I think successfully winds up.
Spring Trap, him dead or alive?
I don't know.
Whoa.
That's my answer. I have no idea.
Isn't Dead by Daylight?
Is he?
No, I think this is just someone's.
Oh, is it clickbait?
I think it's clickbait.
Yeah, I believe in clickbait.
I believe in clickbait.
Every time they say that there's clickbait that Russia has already invaded Ukraine, I'm like, oh, wow, that must be real.
Speaking of clickbait.
Never is.
Yeah, they're just speculating.
I wish that Jake Paul was dead for real.
No, not yet.
Like, for real. Like, I just saw a photo of him in Puerto Rico. I'm like, I hope you die soon. Like, not fast enough. Like, I hate to be that person, but that look.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I try not to think about the Paul brothers. They're just a symptom of a pandemic of influencer culture. So I don't really, I mean, like Logan Paul, I'm always going to be like, I really cannot forgive you for filming a dead man's body and publishing it to your child audience and thinking that was a good idea. Like he did that. He's a year older than us. So he did that in when he was what, 21? Like I was 21 2 years ago. And I remember that would as like, I would think that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, agree. But also you're surrounded by sane people.
That's true. I've also never like published my content to anything more than like an audience of people I know. And I also have experienced like real loss, trauma, and mental health issues. So not to say he hasn't, but I don't think at that time he really had. So I know what it's, I can imagine what it would be like for my family to not only find out that I had died, but also that a YouTuber had filmed me and put me on the internet.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I need to wrap this up.
Okie dokie. Do we have any more questions?
I would like to thank you for being our guest. And I would also like to ask you if there's anything you'd like to plug.
Oh, I'm not going to plug anything. I'm super hard to find notoriously. Like I barely even use my first name online. And it's because I am a teacher. So I want to like,
I don't think we even said your name. Do you want us to admit that? Like,
my name's, you can call me Lear, LYR. That's kind of what I go by online. Good luck finding me. You won't.
You're like Shadow Lear.
Hey, donate to your local mutual aid fund. That's what I'm here to say. Donate to a local mutual aid fund. Use your money for something better than like a stupid Five Nights at Freddy's video game.
Yeah, buy the plush instead. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, buy the plush instead. No,
at least donate the plush to the fund.
Donate the plush to some kids.
Yeah, actually, if you have Five Nights at Freddy's stuff that you're looking to get rid of, donate it to some kids, because kids go wild for that stuff.
Kids do go wild. I worked at Spirit Halloween. All the kids were looking for the Five Nights at Freddy's costumes.
No, they actually, yeah, my kids, my students, when I was like, oh, I know a lot about like Five Nights at Freddy's lore, they were like, that's, oh my God, like that's the craziest thing. Also, donate to, if you know a teacher, give them some money for stuff in their classroom when the school year comes around. Like they, most of us buy most of our stuff for our classrooms. So please help us.
Yeah. Very true.
Education is important.
Don't end up like Scott, whatever his name is.
Scott Coffin.
There we go. Yeah.
Coffin.
His name is like Coffin.
It is. Peter Coffin. If you know who that is, you're terminally online. But yeah, I'm glad I got to come and share my knowledge of these guys, these fellows.
I think this has been our most informative episode yet.
We're forever grateful.
We are very grateful.
I'm appreciative. I love to come and talk to my friends who I don't get to see because I'm in a different state, but also talk about the stuff I enjoy doing, which is research lore in video games and not much else.
Thank you for being on Double Brain Think Tank. Everybody, this episode's going to be on Patreon first, so subscribe to our Patreon if you have a dollar. I don't know. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. See ya.
Peace and love.